Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com.
I can't think of one reason why he would hang himself or be killed. Can you, D'Anthony?
No. I mean, it boggles the mind, to be
honest. Yeah. Normal dude.
Totally normal, yeah.
Nothing going on. Definitely, wasn't friends with anyone.
Well, he definitely didn't know anything secret or personal about anybody else.
Nope.
Nada.
Yeah, he got murdered. So anyways.
Really?
Yeah, is that your honest opinion that he got murdered?
Do you
murdered?
Really think that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
So I can't tell. You and I were talking about this. Either someone said, hey, you've got to fucking kill yourself and we're going to give you this window of time.
Yeah.
Or someone came in and murdered him. The problem I have with the murder theory is this. There is cameras outside of the cell. Not inside. You can't see what was going on in there, obviously.
But that's normal.
Right. That's normal. If somebody murdered him, there would be footage of him going inside the cell.
If it's an inside job, then and it would have to be. If your premise is that he got murdered, it has to be an inside job. It's the only way it works.
Right.
Like an inmate's not going to have keys to the place. But a small piece of hardware with the right kind of software on it can fucking loop that closed circuit TV easy, man. This is like that shit's been going on forever. It's not very difficult to do that kind of stuff.
Technology's there? Or?
Technology's not there, and it's exploitable, and that's why.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that part to me is a non-factor at all.
So the footage, you don't want to see at all?
I don't care.
No.
I don't care, no.
To
no.
me, I,
it will
if
tell
you
nothing.
Showed that and there was nobody out there, I'd be like, all right.
Yeah, but again, like he's saying, you can't really trust that.
But there had to have been some log, and you would know about this better than me, right?
Mm-hmm.
That a jailer... I don't know if that's from fucking Andy Griffith or that's actually
not
still the term.
But yeah,
they're called jailers.
Prison guard.
Prison guard.
They're called jailers. The skeleton keys they probably still use. One would think that there's got to be a log where you have to sign in that said, hey, I checked on
they faked
cell
them.
Block four at a certain time.
So the two guards, this is the story right now. One, here, let's run through a couple of details. One, we know that the protocols were post-suicide watch, including that he would be checked on every 30 minutes. This is after being on suicide watch. He still gets checked on every 30 minutes.
Okay.
He's in a cell without the proper equipment, for lack of a better phrase, to kill himself.
And how long does that go on, the checking every 30 minutes?
It's supposed to go on into perpetuity, basically.
The whole time after?
Yeah.
24 hours, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's their job. It's not like a burden to them. That's what they're supposed to be doing.
I know. I'm just saying if you're taken off suicide watch, my question would be how long do you have to be on the 30 minutes until they go back to...
Right. I don't know about that.
Right.
I can't speak to that definitively, but...
He had just been taken off, so...
Yeah, he had just been taken off. The other part of that is that you are mandated to have a cellmate, because people are less likely to try and kill themselves if there's another guy in the room,
right?
Apparently. And now we know that this motherfucker, like, they pulled the cellmate out. I mean, just the timeline of events is so sketchy. The documents get released. Several hours later, they pull his cellmate for still as yet unknown reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 hours go by without the guards checking him. They fake their log entry saying they did check, but they didn't because they were sleeping, supposedly. And then he's dead. Like, come on, man. That's too many things that happened. There's too many coincidences that happened that led to this shit. I don't believe that.
Look, I agree with you. I think something happened, but I don't know what it was. Whether somebody came in and said, hey, man, these documents just came out. Because he wouldn't know. He doesn't have access
he wouldn't have
to
known,
the internet.
No.
So there was another report that this had happened before with some other guard or some Turkish gold fucking money. Did you hear that?
Mm.
And another inmate was killed mysteriously as well. I wonder if somebody had gone in and paid them off and said, hey, man, go in and do this or X, Y, and Z. I don't know with this one, but to me, I think all of this is too late. Now that the feds have all this evidence that it was over 1 million pages,
yeah,
it seems like hour by hour, day by day, more shit keeps getting leaked from this case and from him as a person. Today there was tapes of him on the island being interviewed or about to be interviewed, and they were rolling before, and he was talking about his lifestyle and how, you know, he didn't understand why he couldn't live his life a certain way when he owned this island and other shit. There's other reports out there that he's
pedophile written, island.
Yeah, okay. That he's written detailed journals about his interactions with all these fucking people that he's worked with over the years. I would have a hard time believing that those wouldn't come out. The feds raided the island.
Why would you have a hard time believing they wouldn't come out?
Oh, that someone would seal these away?
Yeah.
I don't think today, with how valuable information is, like WikiLeaks and all this other shit, right? That financially or monetarily, there is nothing to gain from this. Because now, if you're, let's say there's something in these journals about Bill Clinton or the Clintons, hypothetically, because I don't want to be killed on the show during the show. We're live on YouTube and I don't want to be killed during this, right?
Okay.
What's to stop someone from the right? Republicans from paying top dollar for this? Because during the election, you're trying to get dirt on everybody and you're paying top dollar for any fucking thing you can get your hands on.
Yeah, for sure. It's opposition research.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think most of this shit will come out.
It's too high profile. Look, Kennedy has been dead for 55, 56 years now.
Yeah.
And we still don't know what the fuck happened. So I think the bigger the case is, the less likely we are to get all the information, honestly. Particularly when there's people in power right now. There's federal judges who are appointed by certain presidents. There's a sitting president right now who has interests of his own.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't trust the government to release accurate information any more than I trust them to tell me who should and shouldn't own a firearm, for example.
Right.
Because I think anybody that gets in a position of power like that is going to abuse that power at some point. And look, if Donald Trump knows there's something about him and that shit, it's never going to see the light of day. I guarantee fucking you that.
Correct.
That shit's probably getting destroyed right now. I'm not saying there is, by the way. I don't know.
Well,
I don't think there is, because he just doesn't come off as that kind of guy, to be honest.
No, and to that point, well, I mean, he's talking about grabbing people by the pussy, but whatever, man.
But like,
he's talking about grabbing adults
women. Ladies.
Yeah,
by the pussy.
Ladies,
man.
Women.
Ladies, not little girls.
Little kids, yeah, because he's got kids, obviously. But
yeah.
Even he's been retweeting some of these conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. So that leads me
to
believe.
He likes to keep you on your toes.
Well, but it also leads me to believe that he's got nothing to do with it, because otherwise you would want to kill that and not deal with any of that shit. But to me, this could be the Republicans' Russia hoax, where you could keep this fucking thing going, that it just keeps eating up the news. The more and more that it's out there, the less and less people care about the actual candidates who are running from the Democratic side. And, you know, quietly today, Elizabeth Warren just took the lead in Iowa, and that's fucking buried, bro. You're talking about bones being broken in a, you know, which bone and why was broken and why this is leaning more toward murder. Like, that's dominating the headlines rather than Elizabeth Warren taking the lead over Joe Biden in Iowa. Like,
I don't trust either story.
Which, that she's in the lead?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what to believe anymore. What I do know is somebody took a screenshot inside Epstein's mansion of Bill Clinton painted in the White House wearing Monica Lewinsky's dress and high heels.
Yeah, that's pretty rad.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
It's abstract. It's art.
It's interesting. I mean,
look it up.
I'm assuming that that
they're bros.
That he knows about it. Clinton has seen it. Probably he's been to that island, right?
Look.
Supposedly, yeah.
That's
right?
The other thing too. You know, you got that Lolita sex plane.
Yeah.
The rumor, it started off as a rumor from what they thought was from Alex Jones, right? Alex Jones was hammering a Lolita plane. They're all on there. They're all having sex on there.
And he was right, apparently.
He was right. And now the logs have come out, and Clinton's name was on the log for this particular plane 29 times. So.
Was it a mixed use?
Yeah.
Plane,
exactly.
Maybe?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know anything. But again, day by day, hour by hour, more information keeps coming out.
I mean, the neck breaking thing is a big deal, because only 25% of people who get strangled, or I'm sorry, who hang themselves, have this bone in the front of their neck broken. So that makes it, I mean, just statistically speaking, that's not a conspiracy theory. It's statistically more likely that he was strangled by someone else from behind. That's how you break. That's how this gets broken. Not by strangling yourself. I mean, if you did, there's several types of hanging. One is a high drop. It's a 5-foot drop, basically.
Okay.
And it's what you see in Westerns and shit like that. They put a noose around your neck that has a slip knot on it, and you get you fall and the torque breaks your neck, right? And then you go brain dead within a couple of minutes, but you go unconscious immediately. It's supposed to be the more humane version. Then there's a short drop, like a little stool or something,
right?
And you strangle to death, typically.
So you're just like gasping for air and trying
yeah.
to like...
Yeah, and that one usually doesn't break any bones. Sometimes it breaks this one, sometimes, but like you said, that's rare. Not rare, but 25%. I mean, that's not that high. And then there's actual strangulation, and that's where someone is applying graduated force. It's not constant. It's not like the wire where homeboy puts the fucking how he tried to fake it. You put the belt around his neck and then lean him forward. That shit doesn't break your fucking this bone right here. And that's how most people kill themselves. So I don't believe.
And so if
any
it's
of
from
shit.
The bed, he's having to like sit down.
He's got a single story bed, right? So it's like
yeah,
there's,
and
it's
gradually
not, it's not bunk beds
like,
and a thing like that. It's two beds. Mm-hmm. On either side of the thing, and so he's there's nothing high for him to hang himself on.
I always
on.
Thought it was bunk beds. It's not.
Not for a room like that. No. Not for what
so
do you call
then
it?
How did he do it?
I mean, yeah. That's a good question. It could have been on the bars. Maybe they're a little higher, but I don't know. But usually in those protective custody, at least the pictures I've seen, because I've been looking at pictures the last couple of days. Mm-hmm. Maybe a drinker bro who's a prison guard can chime in on this on the comments on YouTube. But the ones I've seen for protective custody are single beds next to each other.
Okay.
At any rate,
I wonder if a drinking bro is actually working in that cell. And the reason why I say this is remember the Aaron Hernandez one?
Yeah.
We had set it on air, and the guard, he called in, I think, less than 12 hours after the show came out and was working, and he gave us the 411 on all that shit.
Yeah, I mean, he was in a cell with somebody else, right?
He was in a cell with somebody else. I think there was double bed.
Pretty
and
sure
he like
bed.
Put soap down or something, and so that he couldn't stand up.
He wasn't you'll fight it naturally.
But he was
you'll
by
fight
himself.
It like your body will push you up. It does not want to die.
But he was, I mean, Epstein was by himself too and shouldn't have been,
mm-hmm.
right? None of this stuff makes a whole lot of sense to me, to be honest. There's other stuff too, like the mistress, Maxwell.
Yes.
So his number, Epstein's number two, she was at Chelsea Clinton's wedding.
Yes.
Why? Like, I understand Epstein being at these events, but how did he explain who this woman was to people such that she got invited to, like, one of the highest-profile weddings in America in a very long time?
Yeah, when I saw the picture of that.
They knew who she was, and then she was also a socialite in her own right. But, yeah.
Got it. She was also kind of hot. Like, you know?
Well, she was British, and she was very, like, refined, and...
Yeah.
She got in there. They were a package deal. So if you do see her somewhere, mm-hmm. I think the people that invited her knew exactly who she was. Do you know what I'm saying?
You would have to think that, and then...
Because you'd be like, oh, who is this?
So the next question is,
she's a
how long is she
going
to be alive?
So that was my question on our emergency podcast for this. Was
she's got to be next, right?
She has to be next. That was my prediction. But at the same time... I think she got granted immunity in the last case that was first against her.
It's not about immunity, though. It's
oh no, I mean getting suicided. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look,
that's what I'm saying. So they found her actually right in this like remote island with a tech CEO because they are looking for her.
Oh, they did find her.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that either. And because that was also mysterious to me was, you know.
And then they started conspiracy.
If you can't find her, why not just not be able to find her forever?
Yeah. I mean, look, if somebody found her before the government did, she would be dead, I imagine.
Yeah.
And look, like what you're saying about the government already having those documents, unless it's actual audio and video recording of people's voices and faces, those documents don't mean shit. Like, they may make someone look bad in public, but they're not going to result in any crimes unless you have somebody to corroborate that story and draw a timeline. Epstein being dead kills all of that unless Maxwell testifies, and they know that, dude.
Yeah.
If anybody had anything to do with his death and it's not just suicide, that woman is going to die very soon.
Yeah, I don't know where she is currently or where she will be, but, man, if I were her, I wouldn't be having a great Thursday right now.
Yeah, well, that was my question when this all first came out. I'm like, where is this girl? Because she has got to be fucking shitting her pants.
Her pants right now, yeah.
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 Her pantsuit.
Because a lot of this info that is coming out is more geared toward the Clintons.
It is so far. And I don't know if that's because, I mean, definitely the press is not more pro-Trump than they are pro-Clinton. That's not true, right? They've coddled her for the most part over the last 6 to 8 years, and he's been hammered every day.
Well, relentlessly, yeah.
And, I mean, obviously the right-wing press is going to be hard on the Clintons, but maybe it's just because the right has its shit together a little more when it comes to propaganda. Like, maybe that's why. But I don't hear shit. Like, the only thing I hear about Trump, I see one doctored picture of him. Have you seen that? It's him and Epstein and some girl, but it's not a real picture. Somebody actually photoshopped it.
Yeah, somebody's little kid or something. Yeah.
It got photoshopped. That picture's not real. Actually, yeah. What's his name? Rappaport posted it yesterday.
He did, yeah.
Like, it's a real thing. Like, dude, you've got millions of fucking followers, and at least half of them who agree with you politically now think that's real. You're a piece of shit for posting that. And
did he take it down?
Joke. I don't know if he took it down or not, but that's a real fucked up thing to do. Like, this is a fake news show and all, but we're not trying to spread disinformation.
Yeah, it's strange to me where, you know, we're in a era now of this deep fake.
Yeah.
Right. Everything is a deep fake. You know, you could put voices to other people's mouths and look to Photoshop pictures. Super easy.
It's not very difficult now.
No. So I didn't know that was fake, actually.
Yeah.
I really didn't.
That what?
The photo that Rappaport posted.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's look. I'm kind of with Charles Barkley. Like, we do a lot of fucked up shit on this show, so we're not role models by any stretch of the imagination. But if you're talking to millions of people a day like we are,
yeah,
you can't fucking say shit like that or do shit like that. You can't stand behind incorrect shit. I mean, we may as well just go work for CNN if we're going to do that. You know what I mean?
They're going to be looking for a couple anchors soon, so.
I don't think so.